Welcome into the official Guru Nation Fantasy Football Podcast. Today, it is a special episode. We have none other than two members. We have one in one side of the ring. We got none other than Nehal Qureshi. And in the other side, we got none other than Aaron Kagan himself. Gentlemen, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing solid, Dalton. Thanks for having me. I really like being here and to tell my side of the fallacies that are spewed by Nehal, and I got to counteract them, so I feel good. I have a platform.
I feel pretty good, Dalton. You know, I feel since it is ironic that it's April Fool's today, and we are surrounded by a presence of a fool named AK, the sewer rat of Guru Nation. Don't you think that's funny, AK?
I do think it's funny it's April Fool's, but what I don't think is funny is that sewer rat nickname. There's no reason I'm a sewer rat at all. Like,
I mean,
in our campaign where we ran together and I was deemed the sewer rat because I bribed people with pizza. It was so stupid because I didn't bribe anybody with pizza. It was just mentioned, oh, what if I bribe for pizza? And then it just went on from there and all downhill. So I don't feel that that's a right nickname. But I do feel Clammy is a totally correct nickname for yourself.
You know, well, the sewer rat actually stems from a list of ongoing problems and troubles that you have caused the great nation. But I'll elaborate on that later, if you don't mind. Because we're all aware of your tendencies throughout the nation. Just what you did today, AK, was a sewer rat move. You literally went on live. You took down Joey's name and my name for no reason.
Oh my God, you're saying I took down Joey's name. What about Joey taking down Miguel's name, who's rated as one of the top 10 fantasy football analysts in America?
Is Miguel your boyfriend?
No, I see blatant disrespect.
Who are you?
Someone who has added so much to the community and by a representative of Guru Nation. Okay. I have to say something.
With all due respect to Miguel, I appreciate what he does in his analytics, but then he should have went live. Why are you going live? There's no reason for you to go live.
Because I felt.
I don't want to see you live. I see you live every freaking day.
Guru Nation is a representation of myself, I feel, because I'm a part of it.
There's a lot of...
to see this blatant, disrespectful representation on Twitter, which is a giant social media site seen by many people, it does not make any sense for Joe to just be hating on other people. I haven't seen any positive posts from Joe ever. I've only seen him talking trash about players, saying this guy's trash, saying that guy's trash, and now he calls out Miguel, and it's just completely ridiculous.
That's just the way fantasy football goes. Why be nice? Are we giving out participation trophies here? I mean, I'm sure you know that because you never made the playoffs. I'm sure you would want to get one of those, but I mean, it's fantasy football, bro. I mean,
yeah, you're right.
No one pays $300 to be nice. Look at Yada and Bear. You think they're nice to each other? No one's...
Bro, you see what kind of shit he's, like, trying to push on Miguel's name is, like, ridiculous. Like,
I'm sure...
copied quote he made wasn't even by a blue checkmarked dude. And what he said was just complete ridiculousness, as proven by Dalton's last comment about the guy getting hired to be the LA Rams quarterback coach from that same type of thing, that same job. So it's obvious that there's a stance there. I mean, I feel Guru Nation should not be represented by such blatant disrespect on the vast social media. We should uphold We should uphold the knighthood and the superiority of Guru Nation over.
So let me get this straight. You want to talk about all this nonsense and, you know, blah, 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 respect and whatever. You went to Yada's personal page, right? So what does that make you? You went to his personal page and called him out. How is that respectful? Isn't that why Yada has beef with you?
That's
exactly exactly
might be kind of why.
Don't act the victim. Don't
I didn't call him out. Here. I made like one comment on a photo. Like,
but who does that? That's a sewer rat move right there.
Who cares?
You're literally giving us reasons to call you a rat.
It is what it is.
AK, I don't want to call you a rat, bro. I do like
it. It was
you.
The only way to get his attention because he wasn't responding
what?
In the forum at all.
Then DM him. You DM everyone else. You should have done that. There's no reason just to go on someone's personal page. I mean, it's fantasy football.
Well, you've gone on to many people's personal pages, taken photos, trolled them for their jobs, just trolled them out of, like, ridiculousness. So I wouldn't be talking about going on people's personal pages.
So, see, that's where you don't understand. I will never post that outside of Guru Nation. Whatever I say, whatever I post.
Or trolls.
Exactly. Whatever I troll, it's going to be on the page. And you can troll me back. It's all fun and games. We're not giving out participant, you know, trophies out here. We're not shaking hands. We're not in cahoots like you and Jensen were in the beginning of, you know, Matrix. Hey, we can go back. So in the beginning of Matrix, all right, the beginning of Matrix, AK and Jensen traded. And there was a huge speculation that it was a cahoots between them. Aren't I right, AK?
You're right about the speculation, but it was completely unfounded and ridiculous
and not true at all. So, Dalton.
All right, so what were the stipulations of this trade? Like, what was going on behind this trade?
So
it was AJ Green and Tyrod Taylor for Doug Baldwin and Tom Brady.
Well, now why was everyone thinking that there was, like, some sort of like cahoots between you two going on behind this trade?
That's what I'm saying. I guess because AJ Green was a first round pick and, you know, Doug Baldwin, Tom Brady were a little bit lower, but it was both of them.
But how'd you get Doug Baldwin back though? That's what I'm kind of curious. I could be wrong.
And I got Doug Baldwin back by trading Jensen a first round pick for him.
Okay. So you guys traded again, same players.
The next year, it was a year later.
It just looked fishy. And then also, I don't know. I mean, that was just, you know, looked fishy on your guys' part. Not saying that it was, but, I mean, that's where, you know, the sewer rat kind of starts from.
I mean, Nihal, doesn't, like, the perception of just Aaron trading with everyone, like, Aaron's always trying to trade with everyone, doesn't that... Wouldn't that naturally fit into the assumption that he hit up Jensen at some point and just wanted
Yeah.
to
no,
back?
No, it did. But, you know, it's just in the beginning, there was these two, you know, it was Jensen.
Even tried to trade with you for the past before I backed out all my trades. I was trying to get a trade from you.
So, I mean, I'm just saying it just looked very suspicious, you and Jensen.
Whatever.
All right, so give me a timeline here. Players. So, I know your guys' whole, like, argument and quote-unquote, like, beef started back when the whole campaign run. Was these trades going on after that campaign, or was it before, or, like...
I mean, it's been all over. I mean, AK's been trading people left and right. I mean, you know, AK, you know, he's definitely, you know, involved in Guru Nation, but for the amount of time he spends on this, you know, this fantasy football, you would think someone would make the playoffs.
I did beat you last year.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you did beat me, but did you make the playoffs? I mean, the Dolphins beat the Patriots every year, is, you know, so it seems. But are the Dolphins going to the playoffs?
That honestly is not a
good
comparison.
Hold on. And then also, you traded, you know, Major traded you Boyd, right? And I think you somehow, some way got a first round pick, somewhere in the lines. You trade all the time. How is it, AK? How is it? We're going into 2019 draft and you have no first round picks. How is that? You trade.
Because I see the picks as assets, and I use them to trade to better my team in a sense that would make me feel better, which I did. I got Russell Wilson.
Okay,
I got Doug Baldwin. I got Tyler Lockett. I mean, all of those guys
cost all the Seahawks. First round picks. All the Seahawks.
But yet last year was all the Redskins. Now it's all the Seahawks. Okay, it makes you feel better, but are you going to the playoffs? I don't see you in the playoffs with all due respect.
Maybe I'm 2021. I'm saying I'm taking G-Unit this year.
You're definitely not taking G-Unit. It's either going to be me all or right. Joey.
Neil, and tell me this.
And to be very honest, I think it might be Joey. I don't think you're going to make the playoffs, AK.
Neil, tell me this.
Well, thinking is one thing.
Order in the court. All right, Is this true? Aaron had told me that he had reached out to Nihal about making a bet for this year as far as your teams. Is it true that you had declined this bet?
I did. I did decline.
And what was your reasoning behind that?
Just because last year it was the whole debacle of, you know, with the bets and AK betting everybody. He showed freaking Facebook, Guru Nation. He had $18,000 in his account. Hence, if you look up AK 18K, you'll see his posts unless he deleted it. He's just a squirrel, man. You just can't trust him. I had to get freaking Lum, you know, involved for him to pay me that same day. There's been I have screenshots of that. Lum knows. You can ask Lum. He's just, you know,
that was like 2 minutes of wanting to pay you.
Now Aaron, tell me why when you made a bet with Nihal about it was $100 for the whole season. Am I correct in this? Better record?
Yeah.
Okay, so when he had officially had a better record than you, why was there this questioning in terms of not getting that money to him immediately after?
Because it was another bet. There was that bet. Me and Nihal had a total of 2 to 3 bets. We had 3, but then we canceled one of them. And so the second bet was the one that we were in question for.
Okay, well, if
you're wasn't making, the record.
If you're making a bet with someone, wouldn't that be independent of other bets with other people?
Right, it would be. But Nihal was backing out of paying me on the other bet.
Okay, so Nihal, why were you backing out of the other bet with AK? Can you give me the whole story behind that?
So before the season started, AK was on, you know, this high as he is right now. You know, same, you know, different year, same shit. He always thinks his team is better than other people's, and he was just betting people. And I guess he literally bet everybody in Matrix that he
half of Matrix
was going to have a better record.
Yeah.
Right? Better record than them. it was just ridiculous. I think one of those people that bet, and there was a season, you know, bet that we're going to bet, but turns out we play every year twice.
Okay.
Now, this year, last year, we won.
Right.
It was a season series bet. What is the series, Dalton?
If I won the only game we played,
that is not,
what is the season series bet?
Went into the bet thinking we were going to play. This is why we're doing MFL now, because Yahoo always had us playing 2 games. So I'm thinking it's a series bet, right? And even Liberian, even Bears, you know, mentioned it. Season series is multiple games.
Series is how many games were played for the season.
Yeah, well, if you're making a bet on a series, and you're like, if it's not clear that it's a certain amount of games and it's a series, and it turns out to only be one game, that would technically be the quote unquote series, right? Because that's the only game being played.
Yeah,
but you know what? We're in a division, so from my understanding, every division played each other twice.
No other divisions played each other twice.
See, that was where we messed up at. Every year, they were playing
twice. Our season series bet. Our season series was one game, and I won.
You did win.
So did you pay him the full amount that you guys had bet?
He paid me half.
I paid him $50 because it was $100, right, for the season series, but we agreed it was going to be $50, which I think is fair.
Oh, he thinks it's fair.
I mean, it was fair, right? I mean, I'm thinking it's 2 games, but I still paid you.
I mean, if there's
we both knew at the same time, at the beginning of the season, that it was one game.
Okay, I thought
we both knew before the first game started.
Every division played twice before that season. My
understanding, that season they didn't.
Okay, but that's where we messed up. Both me and you didn't even check the future games. We just based it off season series.
I checked the future games.
I know for a fact you thought there was going to be a second game because when I DM'd you, you were like, oh shit, we don't. And I have proof of that because you even, you know, thought it was more than one game. That's where the season series came into play.
But yeah, but still matter. One game is one game. Two games are two.
If it was two games, I would have paid you. I don't have a problem paying people, AK.
Well, it seems like it.
So can we just chalk this up as like a misunderstanding? Because it seems like there wasn't necessarily like clear terms to an agreement. Like
this was a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been chalked up. It's been chalked up with him paying me $50 and me paying him $100, even though I beat his ass during the season.
bro. You had some fluke ass games with Adrian Peterson, went up for fucking like 29 points, and like who else?
Oh fucking well, it's fantasy.
There
football.
You go, there you fucking go.
So Aaron, are you admitting that you just dolphined your way to a victory?
That I what?
That you dolphined your way to a victory?
No. How would that be true?
Hey, Dalton, get this. He even beat Derek the next week. These fucking Redskins were going on a fucking tear. Like,
yeah.
2 weeks, scoring like fucking 30 points. Every receiver was getting like, I don't know, like 40 fucking points, bonuses.
I had like, Adrian Peterson. I had fucking Paul Richardson. I had the other receiver, and I had Alex Smith.
You know, this seems like hard work that finally came to fruition. Aaron had this all planned out from the beginning. Aaron had all the Redskins all on the same team because he knew when he was going to play Nihal and that bet that he had made with you,
yep.
It was all going to come to fruition that 1 week. That's how I see it.
It was all scheduling. It was all scheduling.
It was. AK the mastermind.
So wait, if you already knew this, then this is going back to our season series bet. How come you come to me and tell me, hey, Nihal, we only have one game? You just waited? You just waited for this to fall into place? Was that a squirrel move, AK?
I mean, no, yeah. It wasn't a squirrel move.
Okay.
It was playing the freaking fantasy football.
So what about this? It's like week, what, 12, week, you know, 11. I'm going down, you know, and, you know, I'm in the hunt for the playoffs. We all know LeBaron Wally, you know, Mr. Holy Ghost. He's pretty much not playing his best players. Freaking AK tells him that he'll give him a pizza if he starts his players that produce the most.
Yep.
He'll send a pizza. Let me talk, AK. If he will send him pizza, you know, delivery Domino's, not even like Mountain Mike's Round Table, fucking Domino's to his house so he can beat me so I won't make the playoffs, then I would have to pay AK. That is a sewer rat move right there.
Aaron, that seems like tampering right there.
Right?
To prevent tanking? Come on.
Aaron, tell me, be real with me now. You aren't doing this to prevent tanking. You're doing this because you want to win your bet with Nihal. Am I not correct?
Well, I didn't want to see him tank. Needlessly tank. It didn't make sense. And yes, it could have benefited
who are
me
you?
On that end of the spectrum. It was my last gasp shot to possibly make the playoffs.
But you're not commissioner. That's Derek's job. If Derek felt that was the way, that's his job to reach out to Bear. We text every day, bro. If Derek felt that was wrong, he would have texted him, you know, privately, and they would have.
That's fine. Bear didn't. It didn't matter. It didn't matter because what I did was just encourage the game to be played correctly, and that's all it was.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing, though. If it's not in the rules, though, and it's okay to tank in the rules, then technically, like, you're tampering.
Technically, Bear wasn't tanking. He was just starting players, you know. I mean, he was starting players that were going to have bad weeks. You know, that wasn't really – and then AK wanted him to start – you know,
no, I never told him any specific players whatsoever. I just said start your regular players and not the freaking bench guys. Like,
now, Aaron, just trying to start. Aaron, did he take you up on this offer?
He did, and he ended up losing.
So what kind of pizza did you get him? Did you get him a Hawaiian pizza?
No.
What kind of pizza did he want?
He didn't accept the pizza when I sent him the message. I sent him the message, give me your address and your order, and it'll be there.
You already had it ready. You had the pizza ready to send to him, and he didn't want to accept the pizza. But he accepted the original offer.
Fucking Domino's.
But he did the fantasy football stuff because it's only right. I mean, tanking is dumb, and he knew that there was nothing that could have been done to make him lose the first pick, so he figured, why not?
Why not go for it?
He didn't want to let Nahal easily cruise into the playoffs.
I mean, that's what happens when I'm, you know, when I win the division. I think both me and Joey made the playoffs.
Yeah, but if you had lost to Bear, you wouldn't have. You would have tied with me, and I would have had the better record than you because I had more points than you.
But that's why you reached out to Bear, because you were scared.
Yeah, well, I wanted to do anything to possibly win.
So you would manipulate the system for your own behalf.
No, I just that
is not right, AK.
I just see something wrong that's going on, and I want to right the wrong.
No. So what about this? I'm kind of curious on this. A couple of days back, Lum puts Baldwin on the block. You hammer him. You're like, what are you doing, Lum? He's, you know, he's going to produce. What are you doing, Lum? You know, we have documentations on that. Then news breaks. I mean, we already knew this. You know, we're not in old school Hawaii time. We don't have Pony Express over here. You know, then you know, it breaks out that Baldwin's injured. And then you put him on the block. And obviously, you know, Guru Nation's going to rip you a new one. And then he's not on the block. So is he on the block now?
Well, in all honesty, when I made that post about him being on the block right after Justin made that post, I did it to kind of make Justin laugh a little. Just, you know, like a inside laugh. So it's not like he was really being put out on the block and trying to trade the day after that news broke.
That's really...
It was mostly just for the comedic factor, just to kind of get Justin to laugh inside a little.
Aaron. I'm sure he laughed. What a sweetheart you are.
Now, Aaron, that is a little funny, but at the same time, like, how much of these posts that you're posting up on there are considered comedic laughs? Like,
most of them. I'm entertainment.
You're entertainment? So are you saying your Skull Queen... Oh, I'm sorry. Skull King posts that you post every day, is that entertainment too? Because I don't think
those are actually articles that I've written, so I take pride in them and I want to share them with friends that are fans of fantasy football, and that's what those posts are. So there are different posts for different reasons.
I don't know
if you knew that.
That's just clickbait, bro. I mean, you're literally spamming the Guru Nation page.
Nihal, have you ever actually read one of Aaron's articles?
I actually have not.
You have not.
You know, even on my slowest day as at work, you know, because I do real estate, I do mortgages.
Yeah.
Even the slowest days, I'm just like, bro, I am not gonna click this. I just scroll past it. You know, that's where I troll AK. When he gives me the ammo, that's when I troll him. And then he gets upset and he goes on live like he did today. You know, just having a hissy fit. He didn't want to be here tonight. I don't know why. Right, AK? How about that?
Why? Because you said that I should pay you to be on this podcast.
I mean, that kind of hurt my feelings, AK. I mean, I thought we were all...
It hurt your feelings?
We were
You're the one that said I should pay you to be on this podcast. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not going to freaking pay you. You pay me.
Paygate.
Paygate, good one, Dalton. Good one.
Shut the hell up, dude. All
right, guys, take me back. So I want to know the history, you guys. And I know a big conflict all started during this whole election process. And I know that was really where things started to get a little chippy between you two. I want to know from each of your guys' sides what happened during this election that really started to, you know, make you feel a little differently about the other person.
Okay, well, let me start here, because I I, out of the goodness of my heart,
please,
thought Nahal might want to be in a dynasty league, in a new 16-person dynasty league. And he's in my division in Matrix. We were friends. We made trades. You know, it was everything was all solid. I'm running for commissioner. I'm thinking to myself, okay, what three people in Matrix would be beneficial to my campaign? Nahal, he does the Photoshop stuff real well. Yes, I'll admit that. And thinking to myself, that would be an asset to my campaign. I was also thinking the fact that he's in NWO and he's a very influential character in NWO that would help me pull those votes to our end. I mean, I would think they would want to back up his friend and get his friend to be in a new league if he wants to be, you know? And, you know, so that was my reasoning for recruiting Nahal in that. And we were cool at that time. Like, we had no beef whatsoever.
It seemed like a compliment. Like Nahal, it seemed like a compliment for him to reach out to you and to say that you are influential inside, you know, NWO, correct?
It did. You know, I'm grateful for the opportunity that Mr. A.K. Kagan himself...
You weren't very grateful because deep inside you knew you're just sabotaging my campaign. Oh, man. Doing it from the inside. Now you're like, oh, now I'm going to do it from the inside and sabotage this.
You know, because, okay, Dalton, when AK, you know, with all due respect.
What? When AK what?
When AK joined Guru Nation, you know, Matrix, we thought he was just some, like I told you earlier in my other podcast, he was just some nice, you know, funny looking guy with his shirt off, you know, look to have a good time, smoke a little pot, which is, you know, nothing is wrong. There's nothing wrong to that. But when you're running a campaign, you have to be professional. You have to, you know, put on an image that represents the people. And AK was
I do one video smoking from a 3-foot bong, and all of a sudden I have a bad image.
AK, we all smoke, bro. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, in order to win the votes, you gotta be professional a little bit. And that's when I put AK.
I did win the votes. I had many votes. I was.
Can I
three
talk?
Votes short.
I
you
let
know
you
how many
talk.
NWO
I
people
let you
there
talk.
Are?
All right, give me all the floor.
NWO
give me
people.
All the floor.
I let you talk. You let me talk. God damn it. All right. So I put you in a suit, right? That's when the votes started coming in. Oh. Vote for AK. A vote you won't regret. That was the slogan.
Your Photoshop skills were good.
I did that out of nowhere. Like, I pretty much put you on the map, right?
Yeah, I also like the campaign sign you made too.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely it was presentable. The people liked it.
It must have taken a lot of work, and then to just at the end just sabotage your own shit, it didn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
Because I
just
knew...
fully showed more of the quamminess and the quammy attitude.
I mean, at the end of the day, AK, at the end of the day...
And then you say, oh, you wasn't going to win anyway, but really, I would have won.
Where I'm from, you know, AK, that because I knew what you were trying to do. I knew what you were trying to do, get those votes from NWO.
So what if you knew? Good you knew.
That's not how we roll in California, bro. We're not friendly out here. We are not friendly out here. This is not how California does it.
Well, that was a misconception on my part, because I thought you were a cool cat. We made trades. Everything was good.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
honestly thought you wanted to be in a new 16-person dynasty team. You didn't. In the end, you just didn't want that. You had it available to you. You could have been a fucking council member of Trinity right now if you had just done your job, but you couldn't do your job like the Patriots.
But I'm the council member of Matrix in the league that you're in. So what does that tell you?
Nahal.
Let's talk about councils. You know what?
Nahal, hold up. Nahal, don't you think that it would have been best if you knew that you weren't going to help Aaron out in terms of getting the votes? Don't you think it would have been best just to not accept that council on Aaron's spot?
Going back to earlier what AK said about Joey being commissioner... There is no way in hell I want AK to be commissioner. You think this man's going to run a league? He's going to run it to the ground.
So you took that spot on his council to purposely keep him from being...
This is well
That is a sewer rat move.
Wow.
This is perfect, because you want to talk about sewer rat. This last election, everyone thought Curtis was going to win. Everybody thought Curtis was going to win. Joey Spitta, we have our differences, but that's my boy. He ended up winning, right? So AK, he gets sad. You know, he gets really sad. Not even Curtis, the Royal Army, you know, has AK on them, on their council. So you know what AK does? AK singly hits up everybody and wants to be on Matrix Council. Isn't that right, AK?
I didn't hit up everybody. I hit up Joseph.
You hit up a couple people.
Is the only one that mattered.
So the council, the Holy Council seat isn't won over, it's actually earned. That's a sewer rat move right there. Don't you think? You can't just go out there and asking for a freaking seat, bro. You have to earn the council seat.
You don't get what you don't ask for. You gotta ask to get something.
That's funny. Now we're asking people, right? If you literally, you know, did your job in fantasy football, you know, stick to your guns.
Then I would have beaten you. Oh, wait, I did.
You would be okay. But it's just, you do too much, bro. It gets too much. And sometimes I'm like, I'm tired of this guy. This guy needs to, you know, he's annoying. Whatever you do outside of fantasy football, I'm sure you're great. You seem like a nice guy. But inside fantasy football, I can't stand you, bro. I cannot stand you one bit.
Well, I wish I would have known that before I had you on my council.
I'm like Stone Cold Nene 316. You're like Scotty Tuhati. All you do is a fucking worm in fucking Guru Nation every day, and everyone just gets annoyed of it.
And bro, Scotty Tuhati died, dude. Don't bring that shit up.
I mean, I'm not the one. See, now you're getting technical. I'm just talking about the worm, bro. See, this is where you say you take fantasy football to another level. Like, it's like absorbs you. And I think that's where everyone gets annoyed. It's just a game, bro. It's just a game.
Bruh, you've never seen the hashtag fantasy football is life?
I mean, everyone else has a life, bro. They work, you know, they got kids. They go to school. They do other stuff. Obviously, when it's football season, of course, we're going to get on it. But... And you know what? Unfortunately, I have to be the bad guy to tell you this. It gets annoying.
Well, I do what makes me happy, and if it annoys you, I'm sorry.
But okay, well, then
I'm going to do what makes me happy.
Then me trolling you and me calling you out gets you, you know, makes me happy.
So, and you know, we do it, obviously.
Yeah, so, and then when whatever, you know, whatever anyone else does, let them do that. If Joey wants to call out Miguel, let him call out Miguel.
Yeah, and I can stand up for disrespect that's apparent in the nation. That's not disrespect. It is disrespect, the way it was done.
Bro, it's fantasy football. He's not talking about anything else. It's fantasy football. We talking about fantasy football, man. Fantasy football. Not a game. Fantasy football.
So let me ask a question. If the whole page of Guru Nation, it's based off of fantasy football, and if Aaron's constantly posting about fantasy football, then why does it strike a nerve with you that, you know, he's making it too serious than what it is?
See,
you just want to be boring.
If AK was good, I wouldn't even care, honestly.
So
if
this comes down to Aaron like making the playoffs. Is that really what it comes down to? Aaron making the playoffs?
No, not that. His team is just fucking trash, bro. I mean, I'm sorry. His fucking team is crap.
That's like the most ridiculous shit that you could say, because my team compared to your team is like
let's compare. So right now I have Deshaun Watson. He's my quarterback. I have Stephon Diggs, right? I have Sterling Shepard.
Let's start again. Quarterbacks comparison. Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson.
Okay
that's kind of fair. That's kind of a fair match,
that's
right?
A push.
No, it's not. Watson's way better.
That's a push.
That's a push.
Okay, Stephon Diggs.
Okay, Stephon Diggs to Tyler Lockett and Doug Baldwin.
Stephon Diggs.
Doug Baldwin's fucking trash. He's not even going to fucking play, like, until 6 weeks, bro. Okay, go ahead.
All right, Stephon Diggs wins that.
Yeah, I'll admit. What about your running backs, buddy?
I have Melvin Gordon. And I have Mr. Crowell. Who do you have? You have Elliott. And who's the other old part?
Henry.
Oh, God. You're one of those, right? You're one of those. Oh, hold on. Hold on, Dalton. Mr. AK compared Henry. Who'd you compare it to, AK?
Walter Payton.
Oh, wow. My God. Those are
lofty comparisons.
It's not a comparison to the player. I'm simply saying, out of our generation,
Jesus Christ.
The most closely resembled player to Walter Payton. Name another football player now, except for Zeke, possibly, that is even close to Walter Payton.
So now you're comparing fucking Henry to Zeke?
No.
You just said that. Name someone else other than Elliott that's compared to Walter Payton.
Well, Walter Payton was one of the best running backs of his generation. So
right, Zeke is now.
So then how is Derrick Henry compared to Walter Payton if Derrick Henry is probably not even a top 15 back?
Because
in the
of
NFL.
The yardage he put up in consecutive games. That's the only comparison
well,
I made.
Didn't Jay Ajayi do that? So wouldn't Jay Ajayi technically be compared to?
He didn't do as much yardage in consecutive games. He had 200 and 200. Henry had 240 and 170.
So you're talking from the short sample that Derrick Henry had those big games, he could be compared to Walter Payton. What about the rest of the other three seasons he had in the league?
No, I'm not comparing those three seasons.
Just the short span.
It's about the growth. And, you know, Derrick Henry had to grow into himself. And now he's basically unleashed. They're going to give him the kind of carries that Walter Payton was getting. He's going to be the workhorse back.
So I could say Stephon Diggs is the next Jerry Rice, right? If that's fair. Because he gets all the receptions, right?
He could be considered the Jerry Rice of our generation. But I would actually rethink that and think that possibly there's other people, but Stephon Diggs is up there. For our generation specifically, yes, there's no bad comparison to that. Yeah.
I don't know about that, AK. I just can't, I don't know, man.
Who else in our generation could possibly be compared to Jerry Rice? That's what I was saying. I'm not saying Derrick Henry is Walter Payton. I'm just saying the level of Walter Payton in his generation is
based off two freaking games. You're gonna freaking consider him Walter Payton?
No, I'm just comparing the abilities that he's able to.
Oh, God. All right, well.
And as far as Adrian Peterson goes, Darius Geis is not going to start the season. I'll tell you that much. Geis is not going to be the season starter.
So AP is going to be starting over Darius Geis.
For the beginning of the season.
Wow. That's an interesting statement. That's really interesting there. Who knows? I think Geis is gonna be beast, man. We'll see on that.
He'll be decent eventually, but I'm hearing he had complications with his surgeries, taking a longer recovery time. They're not gonna push him and make him go out there week one as the starter when they just have Adrian Peterson, who just scored 1,000 yards last year.
Do you think Adrian Peterson is gonna rush for 1,000 yards or over?
Yes.
Okay. Why do you think that, AK?
What?
Why do you think that?
Why do I think that? Is because last season he left a lot of yardage on the field. He could have attained a lot more, and he still got 1,000 yards.
That's good to know.
Well, and AP is going to make it happen. I mean, he has the ability to do that.
Would you ever trade Elliott?
No.
I think you should, bro.
Well, you thinking something is not very pertinent to me.
That's funny. I honestly think you should trade him, get some more picks. Maybe just, you know, just revamp that whole roster. Because I don't think you're going to make the playoffs until maybe 2023,
2022. Well, I'll change that perspective this season.
So what happens when you don't make the playoffs this year? Like, what's going to happen?
I said I would bet you $200. That's
I'm not wow.
You had agreed.
I'm not going to bet you anymore, okay? You can bet me $1,000,000, $1,000 that you will make the playoffs. I won't do it. I'm done dealing with your BS. I'm done dealing with, you know, your shenanigans. Just, I can't do it, bro.
No, it's just a straight-up bet. My record versus your record, period.
I just can't do it, bro. I just can't. My team's obviously better than yours.
Neil, are you scared?
Huh?
You're a chicken troll.
I'm not scared. I just don't want to deal with
you're a chicken troll. That's your new nickname.
What if here on the podcast, me as a witness, say, you know what? We have an official contract laid out between Aaron Kagan and Nihal. And we say, all right, you know what? No matter what happens, whoever has the better record, they get that money.
Period. And if it's a tie, then we push.
I'll think about it.
All right.
Think about it in the next 30 seconds.
It's obviously my team is better than yours, AK. It really is. I just can't bet you, bro. You don't have the honor, the integrity. I just don't.
I paid everyone I owed money to, like, immediately. Like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, honor. And
it's not regarding everyone else. Honor
regarding bets, period.
It's regarding me and you. It's regarding me and you. Because you hate me so much, bro. Like, you would just do anything, right? You would just do anything.
That's ridiculous. I wouldn't dishonor myself and break my word. My word is my bond.
I do not believe anything you say on anything.
Now, Nihal, why do you not believe Aaron? Like what has got you to this belief that you don't believe anything he says?
Just the hassle. Just like look at, it's like Skull King. Like, he dumps so much nonsense into Guru Nation. He floods the fucking gates of just trash information.
Because I'm proud of the articles I write, and I want to share them with my fantasy football friends that I'm involved with.
You have a Twitter, don't you? Don't you have Guru Nation?
Yeah, but I enjoy the Facebook forum.
Why don't you just dump it on there? And then whoever wants
I do.
Okay, well, that's a choice. It's literally, you know, Facebook on Guru Nation. We have no choice to see your posts, man. I don't want to, you know, wake up in the morning and see some trash-ass comparison on Skull Kings, you know, and just see that. It just makes my mood in the morning, you know.
Well, there's an easy solution. You take your thumb and you scroll past.
I don't want to see that.
I don't want it. Well, I don't know what to tell you then, bro. Sorry. I'm not going to change up what makes me happy and it's not hurting anyone. So, sorry.
Well, that's kind of like, you know, a catch-22, because if you say you're doing what makes you happy, then why do you bother when other people do stuff that makes them happy?
As in?
Because when it's disrespectful and wrong...
That's not disrespectful.
None of my articles are disrespectful and wrong. All my articles... I've tagged the players in my articles when I post them on Twitter. I tag the players so they know.
I mean, I guess, but I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's fantasy football, man. You take it too serious.
Yeah, well, I guess Spitta doesn't take it serious enough because this is some serious shit.
But you know, with all due respect to Spitta, sometimes he grinds my nerves too. He's a commissioner, and he's won the division, and he's made the playoffs. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So obviously he knows what he's doing, so he can talk or, you know, do what he wants. That's just the way it goes.
from that sense, from that perspective, in that sense, but why? Why are you going to disrespect the name of Guru Nation by perpetuating all this garbage that is just hate?
You call hate him speech, an idiot.
Calling players trash, not even tagging the player so they don't know.
Who cares?
You know, it's like,
they don't even look.
It's who cares? It's just showing the little intricacies of the jackassness of Spitta.
See, when I talk shit, I tag you, you know, so you know that I'm talking shit. Because I know you. If I'm going to talk shit to, like, someone, for example, Henry, I mean, why am I going to tag him? He doesn't know me. He's not going to look. And plus, Joey does talk good about players.
He's no, he love, doesn't. I've never seen him. He's in love with Michael Thomas,
for God's sakes.
Oh, except that.
For reals, he does. When Sony Michael came out of the league, didn't you see that YouTube video he made? A lot of people can't make that video, bro.
I didn't see the video.
Well, I do
know he has a man crush on Michael Thomas.
I mean, it's fantasy football. It's just a game. Nothing is serious. Whatever I say to you, whatever you say to me, we keep it fantasy football. And you should not get fucking butthurt about it.
But, like, right? at what point, like, is, like, calling Nihal a clammy and you calling Aaron a sewer rat, at what point does that cross fantasy football boundaries?
I think that's the most boundary it can get. I'm not calling him a bitch. I'm not calling him any other name, right?
Aren't you implying something like that, though, by calling him a sewer rat?
Not at all. Trust me, I can call them way worse names. But there's no need because it's fantasy football.
It's respected.
And clammy is simply a term that I was, when I was a kid and I was growing up as a teenager, high schooler, that was someone we referred to with Nahal's personality. Very, very egotistical, very narcissistic, into himself and believes he's always right. So that's what I termed him. That's because of my experience in my past, I guess.
So I'm like the ghost of AK's Christmas past. I've come to haunt you.
The ghost because of your personality.
did you have a bully that was like me?
No.
Okay.
No. The word we used AK. To refer to those kinds of people.
What the people out in California, the Bay Area, we're just competitors, AK. That Hawaii stuff, I don't know. You know, it's a great state, nice and beautiful, sunshine. But we're competitors out here, man. So, you know, I just don't fit that mold that you want me to fit. That's why you probably hate me.
No, that's not why.
I think so.
I don't hate you. It's just. I get irritated. I get perquemped by you.
Perquemped.
That was a nice one. You know what, AK? I do like your choice of words, though. That is something I do love about you. The randomest words that come out of your mouth, that makes my day. I'm not gonna lie. Let's turn this upside down, and just end it on a nice note.
I think we're on a good note right now, but we do still have some other things to talk about. We just have to talk about Matrix in general. I know there's a lot going on now. Aaron, I want to hear your side of the argument because there is a big whole debacle that went down with you and Major that had caused backlash to other trades being backed out on. I want to know, like what happened from your side to not only feel like someone's word was broken on yours, but like to also be able to back out on other trades with everyone.
Right. So we had an agreed trade. It was. I know I'm going to be hated on for this trade. But it was an agreed trade, and it was shaken on and everything on the DMs. And then 3 days later in the morning, Major tells me, oh, I got a I got to, I forgot the word he used. I got to, he basically said, I got to change the trade. I can't give you my first. I think the stuff this year is plenty. And I'm like, dude, if you're changing the trade, you're going to back out. And he said, yeah, I'm backing out, because he didn't want to trade his first in 2020. So that's what happened with that. And then I, after that happened, I'm just looking at my phone, like, just so sick. I'm like, why are we even dealing with these stupid unofficial trades? Yeah, they've said it's unofficial. And I thought words were stronger than that, but... you know, obviously they're not. So I felt in order, because Major had prearranged trades with other people as well, with my picks that were prearranged traded, I wanted to mess Major up more, because he messed me up, you know, by doing that. I wanted to mess him up by taking my picks back. So Aaron, fucking his trades up.
Aaron, here's actually what happened. When he messed up on your trade and you guys had a word on that and he broke that, that's between you guys. And, like, you go ahead and you message me that you back out on my trades. And what we had, like, I think we had, like, two or three trades, and we had some pretty big trades going. It's like, yeah. Now it's like, that affects me, and that affects, like, how I'm doing business. And I don't care, because at the end of the day, like, they're all unofficial.
They are unofficial, right. They are
unofficial. But, and like you said,
I just felt if Major was so easily able to do it, why are we even doing this shit? And I'm not even going to be a part of it.
See, that's why Derek tells you, do not trade, 100%. You know, in the off season. Like, it's too early, bro. Because then you're not going to have...
Well, once we get MFL set up, it won't be too early, because that will be year-round dynasty.
I think you need MFL. Because all these
I do need MFL.
100%. And it's like one of those things where it's like, even though they aren't official, like if I'm making an agreement with someone, like, my words on that, and if I'm, like, I think it's just more of a relational thing than it is an actual, like, official trade thing. It's an agreement between two men that we have this thing that when it becomes official, we're going to make that trade, regardless of what happens.
Right.
Like, so,
that's originally what I was thinking, too, and, you know, to just be royally screwed over randomly just didn't feel too good, and I just didn't want to deal with it, because he's able to do that anytime he wanted to.
Do you think it's fair to now back out of all of the trades? It's like your brother punching you in the face, and then you go ahead and you sock your other brother in the face, you know?
I do think that that's a fair comparison, but I stand by what I did, because, you know, it's, I'm not going to be walked on. I'm not going to be walked all over, you know? And that's what it felt like, and I just don't want to deal with
that's
it.
That's true. That's a smart move, because now, once the trades are official, you don't have to worry about that. As soon as they agree to, they agree to. It's in a story there.
So, right. When the MFL opens, it'll be solid.
100%. Now, I want to know one thing before we head out. Have you two ever agreed to a trade between each other?
Yeah, I think we have. I traded him Alan Hearns for Jamal Charles, straight up.
Wow.
I don't think Jamal Charles is in the league anymore. I could be wrong.
Yeah, but it's when I needed a running back at the time, and I got 10 points out of him, so that was a fine trade for me.
That's good to know, AK. I think we traded some picks too, some like second round, third round picks, you know, we traded, we have.
Yeah. Even in the first season, we made a couple of trades.
It's just, hopefully we can, rekindle that flame, AK, you know, and start trading again a little bit, but.
Well, why don't you offer me Evan Engram or Trey Burton?
Because I see that you have no tight ends, right? So, why am I going to trade you tight ends in my same division?
Wow. The intra-division rivalries here are keeping...
Right? There's no way I'm trading in the same division, bro. So, I see that you're literally on a limb struggling for tight ends. And I see that, and me being the competitive, you know, guy that I am, you know, because where I'm from, we don't do that. We don't do that. So I'm not going to trade you any of my tight ends. I'm just going to let you suffer a little bit. And that's the honest truth.
Wow. Wow.
Because we're all for the main goal is to, you know, it's a competitive, you know, it's a competitive game.
It's, yeah, I mean, there's freaking 3K at stake.
Yeah, so, I mean, but, like, at the end of the day, you know, I still got respect for you, AK, outside of football. You know, it's, nothing's personal. It's just that I refuse to, you know, give you the upper hand sometimes. And that's why we haven't come to a conclusion.
That's why you screwed over my Trinity bid.
Dude, Trinity, I think, is running perfectly fine now with your... At that time,
I do too, yes. I think it's running very fine, but I'm just saying that campaign, it wasn't freaking just a cakewalk. It took a lot of work on both our parts, you know?
I mean, yeah, it did. But you know what? You could have ran again. You could have ran again. You could have went for Omega. How come
you went for Omega? I wanted Curtis to win. Because I wanted Curtis to win. I'm a supporter of Savage Gate, and I appreciate Curtis running the league for 5 years, and but you know, look, I wanted to see him win.
But look where it got you now, though. You're in the same boat. It's like you're...
Yeah, only now Savage Gate is becoming a dynasty league this year, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Okay. I don't know about which, you know, that league or whatnot.
Which Dalton and Major are in.
Oh, okay. That seems like a fun league.
Yeah, I'm gonna ball up. Bob and Lynn. Alright, guys, one last question before we head out of here. I want to know from each of you guys' perspective, who's going to win G-Unit this year?
Well, we heard Nahal earlier say Joey. I'm going to say myself.
Now, Aaron, why are you going to win? Aaron, why are you going to win G-Unit?
Oh, because I have such a solid foundation, minus receivers and tight ends.
See, you have Russell Wilson and Zeke and Henry.
Yep, Russell Wilson, Zeke, AP, and Derrick Henry. And I have my kicker is Justin Tucker, which is the best kicker in the league. Defense in the league. I have the best IDP in the league.
These are all things that set you over the top. I have the best IDPs. I have Mac and I have Aaron Donald.
Wow.
Who do you have?
Darius Leonard.
Ooh.
That's debatable. But I have a two-headed monster, AK.
But you can only start one, though, so why does having two matter?
That is true. Who knows? I might propose a bid to have two IDPs. Because I know Alpha has, what, three IDPs?
Oh, wait, Nahal. In the first season, what did you trade for Khalil Mack?
Oh, it was a first-round pick. So, it's funny how AK said that, because this is my first time playing Dynasty. I've never played Dynasty football, and I did trade a first-round pick for Mack. But that same person drafted, I think it was, who's the running back from the Bucks?
Ronald Jones.
Yeah, so it was, you know, I mean, it was an L. I'll take it. You live and you learn. But will I make that again? No. But at the end of the day, I got Mac. I got, you know, Aaron Donald. And my future is looking very, very bright. I can't say that the same for AK. Because I don't know, AK. I just don't. You know what? You had a good team when we first started. You know, I was like, okay. But it just day by day, it just slowly started just, you know, just like Rome. It was like Rome. You know,
I don't know how you can see me having a better team before than now, because now my team is like five times better.
Your team is a fucking retirement home, bro. You have fucking Jordy Nelson, who you treat on a dump off. You have Baldwin, and then you have AP, who's gonna retire, like,
in 2 years.
So you literally have Russell and Elliot. That's your foundation.
And Henry.
Oh God. You're right, AK. The Walter Payton of our generation.
Dude, he's easily going to be an RB2 this year.
All right, Nahal. Who's gonna win G-Unit?
I think Sanders, the Snake. I think he.
No, G-Unit. G-Unit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about, you know, Matrix. I think it'll be a very strong tie between me and Joey again. I think I come on top. You know.
Oh my gosh, that's not what you said like literally 10 minutes ago.
But you know, like I said, with me and Joey, it might be a race to the finish. His who knows? Who knows? Major might win, I might win, Joey might win, but AK, you're not gonna win. That's all I know.
You say Major's gonna win?
Who knows? Major might have Major might come through. You know, making those major moves, way too major. He may come through.
This is true.
I don't count
fact
anyone
of the
out
matter is.
So you're like the Buffalo Bills of our division, AK. You'll put up a fight on the snowy days, you know, when you know the home team, or the away team is at your home. You'll put up a fight, but at the end of the day, you're not gonna see those playoffs, man. I hate to
No, I kind of compare myself to the Chicago Bears.
How so?
Well, they're real intent on defense, and they try, and they freaking made it last year. And
I compare you to the Seattle Seahawks.
Seahawks?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Because you got all that. The Seahawks, baby.
I'll take that. I also, I have J.D. McKissic.
Oh, there you go. See another Seahawk.
Dude, you're loaded, bro. So what made you change from all the Redskins to all the Seahawks? You have a Seahawks hat, huh?
It was mainly because Alex Smith was playing the way he was playing.
Oh, yeah.
And
right.
I had the opportunity to scoop up Russell Wilson as soon as Major got into the league. Mm-hmm. And I took that opportunity and very happy I did.
Good for you, AK. I'm glad you took that opportunity.
I'm happy for you, AK. All right. Last thing before I head off, Aaron, do you have any last final comments that you want to say before we head out of here?
Yeah, I mean, as far as me posting on the forum and whatever, that's one thing, but trolling and posting hate and trolling about the hate being posted is the most ridiculous thing that I don't want to look on the forum and see every day. So that would be my last statement, is that the trolling must end.
So is that a comment towards Nihal as far as trolling goes and towards Joseph as far as his posts?
Mostly towards Nihal, but if the shoe fits, you know.
All right, so Nihal, how do you respond to him saying he doesn't enjoy all this trolling?
Going back to Mr. AK Kagan said, I do what makes me happy. So if trolling is going to make me happy, I'm going to do it, right? Hey, that's only fair.
It seems like we're at a crossroads now.
Well, then I'm going to keep posting that troll gif.
I'll look out for that, AK.
All right, Nihal, any last comments before we head out of here?
Nah, I'm okay. Nice talking to you, Dalton.
Good talking.
Have a good night. AK, I know you're probably not going to go to sleep until 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
Probably going to wake up, 8 o'clock, eat some Apple Jacks.
Good morning football starts at 1, so I got to be up for that.
Wow. There you go. All these hours you're putting in, man. Hopefully they pay off one day.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see this year.
I'm just having fun.
There you go, man.
I love football.
Right on, brother.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining me today. It was a pleasure having you both on. I appreciate it. I feel like we got some... It was a productive podcast. I feel like some of the differences have been settled. It's all love. Everything is... It's all respect between you two.
And, it is all love. It's just entertainment. It's Guru Nation entertainment.
We should post a poll on the forum saying who won this championship match.
The championship match.
Because I think I gave Nahal some knocks.
All right, we'll have to post it up there, and then we'll have to get some results on there.
Right on, guys.
Right on. Good luck to you guys both in G-Unit. I'm coming for both of you on Matrix.
There you go.
Peace out, fellas.